This will be our last performance before Rosh Hashanah, because God knows Erev Rosh Hashanah, none of you are coming to Shir, obviously. So this is it. And obviously Parshas Nitzavim always is going to be the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, if not Nitzavim Vayelech, this year Nitzavim, very short Parsha. There's a beautiful message that I hope you will take with you for the rest of your life. And something related very much to Rosh Hashanah, very much related to Shir Bet as well, and certainly worth listening to for our listening audience. A pasuk that has become famous if you're in the Tzioni world, right? And I don't want to test you, but I'll say the pasuk and let me know if it rings any bells. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Nitzavim, something that's just this gorgeous parsha, enumerating, of course, the end of the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the many different things that Moshe Rabbeinu reminds the Jewish people. One of them, of course, is to do tshuva, v'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha, for example. And then it says the following thing: Im yihyeh nidacha b'katzei hashamayim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha u'misham yikachecha. Ring a bell to anyone? This is the tefillah from the Medina. It says this pasuk. So there'll come a time where Bnei Yisrael, unfortunately, will be dispersed amongst the nations. From one end of the heavens to the other end of the heavens. They will be from Australia, where my daughter is now, to America? I don't know. Is that from one end? I don't know. But from one end to the other end of the world. And then, Hashem will bring us to the land. This is, of course, the story at the end of days, Achris HaYomim, the time that we're in now, the whole reason why this is in the tefillah for the Medina, the Shlom, and we really need this. I actually have a custom to try to say this during Shema Kolenu at least once a day. Why? This government needs a lot of Eitza Toiva. This is going to be our sixth election in, I don't know, 2 years now, our sixth election in 7 years, whatever. It's absolutely ridiculous. I still believe that since the first of the six elections, it was the first time that they passed a law that if there is an election day, kids have to be off from school. And since then, there's been 6 and 7 years. I'm thinking the kids have something to do with this because they're getting off once a year. Like, you don't have this in America. Nebuch, you know, every 4 years or something, right? When you have election day, in a regular, there's election day for like town count. No, nobody's getting off once every 4 years. Here in Israel, unfortunately, it's becoming every single year. So, once Bnei Yisrael does tshuva, there's no barrier to the mercy of the Ribbono Shelam. It doesn't matter how much we are entrenched amongst the nations, how bad things seem to be. That's actually the moment that the Ribbono Shelam will save us, and this is a great, I hope, nechama to us. It's a great nechama because we are in that time now. Medinas Yisrael came from the fact that there was a Holocaust. The worst part of history of the Jewish people. We were slaughtered. It couldn't get any worse, and from that comes the Medinas Yisrael. I've often quoted, and as we were ending our Parshas of the Torah, I don't know how many times we'll have left together as the calendar will now be, Baruch Hashem. There'll be many, many holidays. So I don't know when we'll be able to meet. This could be the last time we meet in our Parshas. And I often like to quote at least once a Sefer, the Zerah Shimshon. The Zerah Shimshon, if we quoted before, was written by Rav Nachmani, who promises, and if we need this any time, and on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we need this the week before Rosh Hashanah, he promises that anybody that learns a Sefer, as we'll be doing in a moment, can ask for anything that he wants from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's up in Shemayim davening for us. He only had one child who died very young, and he said, "You are my children if you learn my Sefer." And there's tremendous skulos that many speak about, whether it's Rav Bitterman, one of the Rabbeim that I hear that gives Yishurim, Rav Amar, and they talk about crazy stuff. People couldn't have children, people couldn't find their Shidduch, and they learned the Sefer. So this is in the second Maimer, and it says like this: Im yadichad b'kavayas Hashemayim, misham yichachecha. So he says, why is there a kafal lashon? We know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is very careful when the Torah is written not to add any lashonos. What does it mean? Hashem's going to take you out of that place. Where else is he going to take you out of? right? Nebuch lo aleinu, you find yourself in America, and Mashiach tzidkenu comes, right? Rabbeinu's famous line. Sorry to say this, but he says this. Said this to my friend. My friend was in Nativ Aryeh for Yom Kippur. It's one of the greatest experiences ever. Beautiful. Baruch Hashem, here in the yeshiva, we experience beautiful, but there, you can imagine overlooking the Har Habayis with the Kohen Gadol, with Rav Katz davening. It's amazing. So he went up to the Rosh Yeshiva and he said, thank you so much for allowing me this glimpse of what I think will be the times of Mashiach. He says, isn't times of Mashiach? Are you going to go back to the five towns? Come to the Mashiach, take selfie, and leave, and go back. And it could be that that's the emes. It could be. So what does it mean, Hashem is going to take you out, Misham? Where else is he going to take you out of? Why does it need the word Misham? Of course it's going to be from that place. Again, it's a kefalosha. Doesn't make any sense. So he quotes the Gemara in Megillah. Ki nofol tifol lefanecha nefilos elo. Lama darusha b'yehud ben elazar melamed. Said to the Umas al-Olam, Umashal, there's a mashal, L'kochavim kishahem yoydim. There are two types of ways B'nai Yisrael is compared to. We are compared to the kochavim, to the stars, right? Famously, of course, Avram Avinu is told to go out and to find what? He says, go outside. You know how many children you're going to have? This is Avram Avinu at 99 years old, thinking he's never going to have any children. Count the stars. I can't count the stars. Now, this is hard for us to understand if we live in smog-filled New York City, because we go out and you can literally count the stars. But you go upstate, you go to Camp Misora, you go to Guilford, New York, and in a beautiful night, there's too many stars to count. But then sometimes we're compared to the afar, to the sand. Both of them you can't count. Kishahem yardim, when we fall, we're compared to the afar. Kishahem oilim oilim l'rakia. When we're high, we're higher than the stars. You can't count us. And when we fall deeper than the sand of the earth. That's the Gemara tells us in Megillah. Quotes the Gemara in Brachos, also speaks about this. Kifina fila toysef lam. There's a, we're told that when Haman's wife tells Haman, something bad is happening now. When she realized that Mordechai Hatzadik replaced Haman and is going to go on the horse and he's going to have to carry him, he says, this is the start of the Kochavim. B'nai Yisrael was Ofer Ha'aretz. They were down and trodden. They were going to get killed by Haman. Haman is Yahalah Rogul Abed and he paid off Achashverosh and the things are going to be really bad. She realized at that moment that Haman got on the horse, we're dead. Literally. That's what would happen to them. And says the Zeresh Shimshon, that's B'nai Yisrael. She'amar ha'kosov im yedecha mikatzei ha'shamayim dehainu ha'ketza acharon ad makam acharon. You find yourself in the worst possible state that you can be. Tshuva, in its core, is, well, the word tshuva means to return. To return to what? To return to who I really am. As I mentioned in lessons from the Lev this morning, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was fond of pointing out that every morning when we make the important statement, Elokai Neshamabi Tahoyrahi, we make a statement every morning that we are not like the other nations, specifically Christianity. Christianity believes that Jesus was Mechaper of Oinus, and our souls are damned. They believe that we were born dead. Jewish people believe that we have a Tahoyrahi. We were born into this world with a pure Neshama, and it's our job to keep it clean. Sometimes we dirty that neshama. But when we say the words that we were returning, tshuva is to returning to what? To what we are, what our core is. And most of us in our core only do averus because of a teyava, of an avodah zara. Right? We don't have avodah zara. Actually, another piece in Zeresh Shimshon, Rav Nachmani points out that we don't have the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. I pointed this out, but I'm thinking before, right? You're not going to walk down the street and see a huge statue of Buddha and go, oh my God, Buddha, totally need to bow down to that. No, Baruch Hashem, we all are pretty fortunate that that's not a Yetzirah of ours, right? What is, he writes, Arias. Arias can bring us down to such a level that it's terrible.
My nephew was with us for Shalosh Shudos, so he pointed out he likes to go. Rebbe hopping Friday night. If he finds himself in Meir Sharm, he goes to Isher Simchas Beis Hashoreva. So he said that he almost got, not joking now, he almost got beat up when he went to a certain chassidus, I won't mention the name, because he took his phone out and he wanted to video. It was such a, it was his most beautiful Simchas Beis Hashoreva he saw. And he found himself under the rafters. I don't know how they have the rafters. Mm-hmm. So if you're underneath, so there was a little peak. It was a perfect place to video. Nobody could see, he thought. And a bunch of kids started screaming at him in Yiddish. And then one of them, who knew Hebrew, said, "We're going to kill you if you don't put that phone away." And in other places, like Toldos Aharon, it says that we consider that your phone your Chayiv Malkus. Because you have there, right, the fact that you can access things that are usher on your phone, he says, like you're walking in with a gun almost to kill us. You're walking in with a terrible thing. So you're Chayiv Malkus. So be careful. Misham, says the Zeres Shimshon, Misham is the worst possible place that you can be. The Rabbanu Shalom reminds us that the beauty of tshuva, it doesn't matter how much you have fallen, Hashem will pick you up. As the Pasuk says, Seimech Hashem, doesn't say Lanuflim, Seimech Hashem, L'chol Hanuflim. Hashem picks up everyone, no matter where you are. And even, it's at the point, not even, when we're the offer of the Aretz, when we're the lowest of the low, comes Hakamas HaMedinas Yisrael. Again, I'm not one to, I don't like to play historian and say, you know, it was the only possible way that Medinas Yisrael could be formed. Chas v'shalom, I don't say that. But from the ashes, literally the offer, mamish the offer, from the gas chambers, from the crematoriums, from the offer of the Aretz, came in Eretz Yisrael. I actually remember one of the many projects that I didn't do in high school that my mom did for me. So we did this beautiful project. I don't know why I remember it. I think it was eighth grade, actually. Where this is why I remember it, because my mom let me burn something. It was fun. So we took a piece of oak tag, and basically on the bottom was fire. And up from the fire was a big Dagon Yisrael, right? From the offer of the Holocaust came Medinas Yisrael. But we had to make it look real. So she said, I could burn the bottom. So I was like, great. She goes, I was in eighth grade and half there. So I was like, I have a lighter. so I lit it. And that's the truth. And that's what the Zeres Shimshon says. Shekvar Yeridos Ad Hainu Shaloi Toysif Oid. When we think that we can't handle it anymore, that's often when the Rabbanu Shalom says, okay, now I got you. The Rabbanu Shalom never gives us a challenge, ever, that we can't win. Never. We are allowed to say, I can't do this. Hashem, I can't do this anymore. I can't. But he never gives us a challenge that we can't succeed at. Dafka yipchabetzcha, that's when you're misham. Oh, that's where the Rabbanu Shalom is. That's such a great message for us at this time. And then he points out, I think, an important part. It has to be ba'achdus. Lo yigalu mechavat sina, schinam. Hashem won't begoil us if we hate each other. We are like one guf. The ear of Shalom liigal, Ella, there has to be shalom b'nehem. And that's why the Pasuk says in Tehillim, it points out, mahasina, because we had a hate. It says, the Pasuk says, it reminds us of B'nai Yaakov. And the Medrash Rabbah, Shemais Rabbah says this, Amara, right? He says, Sheba Oylem Haju, in the Oylem Hayu Yisrael, Shvelim, they were down in Mitzrayim, on the lowest level, as we know. And we almost needed that. Why does it say v'yosef sela? It says the word v'yosef sela to remind us, I'll just quote you the pasuk, remind us that it was because of Yosef, because of the sin of Shechinim, that we got to Mitzrayim to begin with. That's what we believe. The pasuk says, Ga'alta bizroya amcha,
Your arm will be redeemed of your people, Bnei Yaakov, we are the children of Yaakov, the Yosef Selah. So he says, so what does Yosef have to do with this? It was because of Yosef, because of the sin of Shechinah we had. If you want a true tshuva, as we know, you can't come to Yom Kippur and be lifnei Hashem unless you have the tshuva of Ben Adam L'Chaver. You need that as well. This is a really important message for us. But the first thing at the core is recognizing that Hashem loves us. And no matter where we are, no matter how low we are, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm right, I'm with you. I will pick you up as long as I just say the words, I want to return. Everywhere in the world, something fascinating happened, and I saw this last night. I had the great schus of being pushed by my, it was actually a funny situation. My son wanted to have a real experience of slichus. Slichus is a very hard thing. I'm telling you the truth. We all know this. We don't have to, you know, kid ourselves. It's very hard to connect. Unless you're Svardi, and then you have the most beautiful slichus. I think it's very easy to connect. This is the same thing every night. Okay, fine. So my son wanted to go to one of the most popular, the size of Migdal Oz, which is an interesting slichos last night, where it's like hundreds and hundreds of women and a minion of men. So you basically hear women singing. But he wanted to go to Yitzchak Meir, out in the Bnei Umah. And he was able to get a ticket. And an hour before he was going to go, the person said to him, oh, by the way, the ticket's in the Ezra's Nashim. I'm sure if you show the ticket, that, what are you, crazy? So we found a beautiful in Beit Shemesh, by Raviv Shul, my former neighbor, Hillel Scheinfeld, had a beautiful musical of slichus. And I found myself, maybe for the first time in my life, totally inspired. Okay, we finished at 2 o'clock in the morning, but totally inspired, I'm sorry to say, for the first time behind slichus. But I thought to myself, as I watched this, it was very interesting, where Raviv spoke, and then all of a sudden at 12:30, half the shul left. I'm like, what's going on? And they said, oh, there are two minyanim. There's a minyan that wants to end in 40 minutes. And there's the one who wants to have a musical slichus. And then all of a sudden I saw maybe 10, 15 high school kids come in. Right? You know these kids, the way they look and they come in, you know right away. They're not being forced. I don't see their dads on top of them. There's something about that slichus night. I remember in high school, I remember this very well. I remember going out Saturday night, not important what I did that Saturday night, and saying to my friends, whatever we do, 12:30, we have to be back because slichus. Isn't that weird? No, I think it's not. I think it's us saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want better. And for us, unfortunately, I mean this, unfortunately for Ashkenazim, it's a week before Rosh Hashanah, it's like a little late. We're a little bit luckier because we have the longest slichus possible. We're literally a week and a day. Usually it's 4 or 5 days. It's a whole week to focus on, do we really want to return? And to this, I want to tell you a fascinating story I have heard many times. You may have heard this story, but I guarantee you, you've never heard it told the way I'm going to tell the story, because I always heard the story in one way. And there's a great speaker out there, which you might have listened, might be listening to his podcast. If you don't, you should. Rabbi David Beshefkin. He's one of the big machers in NCSY, head of education, and he has this great podcast. And he spoke last week in Bnei Yeshurun. I was in America, as you know. And he spoke out a very interesting story. I heard the story before. You may have heard the story before, but I promise you, if you've heard the story before, I don't think you heard it the way it was told, and I always learned it in a different way. So listen carefully, and if you heard it, I don't apologize, because as I said, you're gonna learn it in a different way. There was a famous author back in the day. His name is Richard Pindell. I believe he passed away in 2018. He was a famous author, and he wrote his doctorate from Yale University, award-winning professor, University of Binghamton, specializes in Southern Civil War literature. And he has a book, a short story, which was written in a magazine called American Girl. Of course, Rabbi Beshefkin always has to say he bought it on eBay, and he has the original story printed from 1960-something. Okay, Yishkoyach. And here he tells the following story. Dear Mom, listen to the story. Dear Mom, if Dad permitted, I'm reading now from the original, you can see it's not important, from the original story. Dear Mom, if Dad were permitted, I would like to come home. I know there's little chance he will. I'm not going to be to kid myself. I remember he once said, if I ever ran away, I might as well keep on going. All I can say is that I felt leaving home was something I had to do before even considering college. I wanted to find more about my life and about me. Please tell Dad. I guess this will make him sore all over again. He ran away from home, this kid. I am not certain that college is the answer for me. I think I'd like to work for a time until it's over. But now he says that he wants to come back home to his dad. You won't be able to reach me by mail. Obviously, this is before, you know, WhatsApp. And in a few days, I'll be passing by your place, our place. If there's any chance Dad will have me back, please ask him to tie a white cloth to the apple tree in the south pasture. You know the one, beside the tracks. I'll be going by on train. If there's no cloth there on the tree, I'll just quietly, without any hard feelings, towards my dad, and I mean that, keep going. He ran away from home. His father said, if you ever leave home, don't you dare come back. And now he realizes what he's missing and he wants to return back. And he tells the story as he sits on the train. He doesn't even know if the parents got the letter. And they're passing the house. And now he gets to see he said the brakes squeal as it goes around, and he says he can't look. He said, I can't see. I don't want to see. I'm too nervous to see. On one hand, I'm so excited if there's a white little handkerchief. My father wants me back. But on the other hand, how sad would it be? So he asked the man next to him if he could, please, check for him. And he does. And he says that as he leaves, he gets closer to his home in Maryland. He's sitting next to the window on his way from Maryland now to go away. Mister, can you do me a favor? Around the bend, you see that apple tree over there? Can you tell me if there's a white cloth tied to it? Son, the man said, in a voice slow, I see a white cloth, but it's tied to every twig on the tree. There's a cloth, not one, but there is a cloth on every single. And of course, he realizes that his father is, Mayday, Mayday, come home, come home. And the way I used to hear this story is a great Musar Haskell story of Ella. It's a story of us. It's a story about Bnei Yisrael. It's about tshuva. The white flag, of course, reminds us of the white, the Kohen Gadol. The red and the white becoming the important part. The Rebbeinu Shalom saying to us, hey, new, kol dodi doifek, return to me. And I always heard this story, and I've heard this story sometimes on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur at Ne'ilah, and you're so inspired by the story. But Rabbi Shefkin tells the story differently. He says it's the Rebbeinu Shalom that's seeking us. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom that's peering into our shuls that aren't the most perfect places during the whole year. You know what I'm talking about. We show up late. We talk during davening. We're not respectful to Kaddish when people lost loved ones and we're just talking and talking. And all of a sudden Yom Kippur comes. And Kiviyachal, the Rebbeinu Shalom, peers in to see, is there a white handkerchief? And he doesn't see one white handkerchief. He sees an entire kehillah wearing white. Why do we wear white? We say, Rebbeinu Shalom, we're like the Malachim. This is who we really are.
We're not a bunch of fakers. On Yom Kippur, we say to the Rebbeinu Shalom, this is who I want to be. This is who I am. I always learned the story the other way. That we're begging the Rebbeinu Shalom to return. Kol doidi doi fake, ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Not the Rebbeinu Shalom that wants us so badly back. And he's looking to see during this time of the year. It doesn't have to be a Seras Mei Tshuva, Rabbi Yisai. But a week before Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shalom is coming back to us and he's saying, hi, do you care? Okay, you did what you did during Shana Aleph. But now you're Shana Bet? Who are you? What are you? That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. You'll notice that on Rosh Hashanah, there is no mention of tshuva. It's remarkable. There's no Yud Gimel Midos. There's no Slichos. In fact, there are those who hold that you should take out the words Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. To that point, it's a day that we just sit and recognize, Ribbono Shalom, I want you in my house. You're the Melech. That's all it's about. Putting up the white flag. I surrender, Ribbono Shalom. This is who I really am. I'm pure, right? At least the way I grew up, I wear a white yarmulke even on Rosh Hashanah. Many people wear kittels. This is who I am. Ribbono Shalom says, you reminded me who you are. We could be the lowest of the low, but the Rebbeinu Shalom says, I'm going to pick you up, even Misham. Even the field that's no known in Ashrei. I'm going to pick you up from there. But what do you have to be? Yikru b'emes. You really have to believe that I want to return. We should be zoicha to be as God tzedek mehevri yameinu. Amen.